Loving that, baby. Putting a skip in your step and a tap in your toe right there with a little CCR.
Kind of like putting gas in your tank.
Let it roll, baby. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a funny text here during the break. They said, Rosie, with you guys going up to Happy Jack to help put that community back together, are you still remodeling down here in the valley? Yeah, my superintendents are all drawing straws as to who gets to go build cabins at Happy Jack this summer.
Everybody's voting for the cool air.
Yeah, but we do have superintendents staying here in the valley, and we are open for business here in the valley at Rosie Remodeling.
A couple quick things.
Yes.
We have, I had a postman.
Mail carrier.
Is that correct? Okay. Mail carrier text this morning asking us to please just remind people they're having their drive for the food bank today. So if your mail hasn't come yet, go put some good veggies or beans or something, canned goods out there for them to take. And they pick that up. I know that's important to them. That's a good day for them. They enjoy that food drive.
They had a customer appreciation day at my post office yesterday.
What does that look like?
Well, they were handing out free gifts, and they had cupcakes and Gatorades and waters. And
I let you take my packages.
Yes.
I could have gone and got some. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
I've never had a post office customer appreciation day ever before that I remember.
It's a wave of the future.
I guess.
And then our partner, Omni Pool Builders in Tucson, is having an open house for their new showroom May 17th. Go on over there. They'll have lots of fun games for the kids and the jump house and pinatas and food. And the main thing is, though, you get to see their beautiful, beautiful work. And you can go on their website, TucsonPoolBuilders.com. Great website to see their work. It'll give you the I wants really bad.
Oh, yeah. I want that in my backyard.
And last but not least, I have two tickets to the Diamondbacks game on May 16th, 12:40. Diamondbacks versus Brewers. This is going to be a texting contest, 411-923. Text me the name of the little unit we were just talking about to cool your back porch.
The cooler with an ice chest that evaporative cools your outdoor pool area, back patio, porch area.
Yes.
Patio.
To 411-923. And the first one that gets it right gets those tickets to the Diamondbacks versus Brewers May 16th at 12:40 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's on the homepage at rosieonthehouse.com. All right, let's see if we can get to Chris real quick. We've got Chris and Kevin. Let's see how many calls we can get through here for top of the hour. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Rosie?
Hey, really well. And yourself?
I'm doing great, enjoying this nice little break in the weather here.
Yes, yes it is. Kind of inching back down from the super high stuff we were experiencing for a couple days.
Exactly. So topical question here.
Okay.
So just in the start of a kitchen remodel, the demolition started.
Oh, yeah.
And we were, yeah, exactly. And that's where you get to uncover some things. And one thing that we uncovered is there's some air conditioning duct work in a soffit that we were planning on getting rid of.
Okay.
So the contractor suggested, and he's going to have the HVAC guy look at it, but suggested routing up over the top of our flat roof for about a 15-foot run, which makes me a little nervous anytime you penetrate the roof.
Yeah.
So thought?
Chris, we've done that a lot. But here's what you want to do. You want to elevate the duct off of the roof deck. You'll put it on legs and get the duct at least 8 to 12 inches off your roof, okay?
Okay.
And you want it in rigid ductwork, and you want your spray foam contractor there at the same time. And you want the
you want the
underside of the ductwork sprayed. And then you encase the entire thing in spray foam. And I will tell you, on the hottest days, when the air conditioning comes on, you will get a little burst of warm air out of that ductwork. But other than that, everything else will work just fine.
Okay, so you won't lose much temperature doing that either.
No. And when we do it, we generally ask our spray foam contractor to put on a couple inches, you know, just completely encase the ductwork a couple inches in foam. And you got to get the underside. You know, we see other contractors doing this, and they foam it after it's installed, and you really can't get the underside of it. So make sure it's completely encapsulated in foam.
Okay. Great.
Okay, man. Good luck on the kitchen remodel. Hey, can you bring him back, Gary, real quick? I'm going to ask him some personal questions. Oh, I don't have time to ask him personal questions. I have to ask him personal questions during top of the hour break. But it goes along with the topic I wanted to talk about next hour. When people call us for different kitchen remodels, I had my estimator give me a spreadsheet here on how people can build a budget for their kitchen. So we took the last 15 kitchens we've done, and we put them on a spreadsheet for how much the contract was, how much the square footage was, what was the cost per square footage, how much did they spend in cabinets, and how did that compare to the cash value at the assessor's office of the home. So there's a triangulated method of building a budget for your kitchen remodel, and we're going to talk about that in the next hour right here at Rosie on the House. Do you have a winner for your Diamondback tickets?
Oh, yeah, baby. I can tell the Diamondbacks are doing well.
Yeah, Diamondbacks are doing well. Hour number four when we get back.